People say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood.
Southwest Open School is a place for experiential learning, where students actively participate in their own education. This winter, the radio class chose to focus on challenges confronting Montezuma County.
The topics included teenage substance abuse, homelessness, generational poverty, and a higher-than-average theft rate. Tasked with recording transformative radio pieces, the students set out into the community to find real voices. The stories they recorded here are real, gritty, and ultimately their own.
Montezuma County is home to over 4,000 youth, and based off of the 2011-2012 Montezuma County Healthy Kids Survey, roughly 1 in 9 kids have dealt with some form of substance abuse, anything from meth to cigarettes. Our kids are struggling with substance abuse every day. What we want to know is, when will Montezuma County start to change that?
Teens turn to drugs for a number of reasons. Stress, boredom, to rebel, other kids, or even by adults introducing it to them. According to the Colorado Healthy Kids Survey, 1 in 4 teens said they regularly use marijuana. Half of the 4,000 teens said they see no risk in smoking marijuana.
I asked an old friend to do an interview. She struggled with substance abuse, and her story is like so many. She lost friends and family and herself somewhere in the middle of it all. 6 months sober, this is what she had to say. So as your friend, I know you have struggled with a drug habit. What's your drug of choice?
I've struggled with meth, I guess.
How old were you when you started?
13.
Why did you choose to do meth?
I was sitting at home bored one day, and this guy wanted me to babysit his kids, and we went all the way to Mancos, and they weren't there, and he took the long way home and pulled it out, I guess, in front of me, and I grew up around it and already knew all about it, but I wanted to understand, I guess, so.
So you were pretty young when this happened. Did you struggle with it?
Yeah, I definitely struggled with it. For instance, like my grandma died last March, and I didn't spend enough time around her at all. I have a lot of regret because of, you know, I was too busy doing drugs.
Have you struggled in any other ways? Like school?
Yeah, definitely. I dropped out when I was 16, and I just recently came back, and I'm trying to do it.
That's good. Has this, like, affected your emotions or your friendships with other people?
Drugs definitely affect your emotions a lot. Like, remember my grandma's viewing? You cried before I did.
Yeah.
Like, messes everything up, I guess, really.
Would you say you were addicted?
Yeah, I'll probably always be addicted, even though, you know, I've been clean for 6 months and everything. I'll always probably still have urges.
If you were still on that path, where do you think you would be?
Probably still dropped out of school and eventually in jail.
Has this ruined your life?
I think it definitely could have, but I think that I did something about it before it got to that point.
What did it take for you to quit?
Lots of support and keeping myself busy. If I don't keep myself busy, I kind of sit around and think about it and get the urge to go do it, but I've been staying really busy with school, you know, and important stuff for my future.
And now we're going to hear an interview from a fellow student and his struggles with substance abuse.
From what you have told us, we know you struggled with substances for a long time. How old were you, and what substances did you start with?
I was 12 when I first tried marijuana. And then that led to doing cocaine. And then I tried ecstasy and then meth.
Why would a 12-year-old start using marijuana, cocaine, ecstasy, and meth?
Well, at the time, like when I first tried marijuana when I was 12, that was when everything was just shaken up at home. And so I figured if I smoke some pot, it'd relax me and keep me calm, and I wouldn't be angry or be thinking stupid thoughts like I was. But I guess marijuana did lead to other drugs, kind of, because I got bored with marijuana.
You just said things were shaken up at home. How so?
I had an abusive stepdad, and it put a lot of stress on me and my family, and I wasn't just in the right state of mind. I didn't have a family to go to. Honestly, I think that I would have never started doing that if I had a dad in my life. I had to raise myself and teach myself how to be a man.
A lot of teenagers say they start because they are stressed or bored. It doesn't sound like this had anything to do with your situation.
No. I did it to get away from the real world. It was physical and mental abuse. It was just everything. It was my life. It was my mom's life. It was my sister's life.
We know you're not using now, but it must have been hard to get sober. How are you able to pull yourself out?
I was throwing my life away. I didn't have nothing to look forward to. If I kept going down the road that I was on, I would have looked at going to jail or dead.
What else inspired you?
My sister, because she always needs her big brother there.
Here in Cortez, teens are having the same problems you've had. Do you blame our community?
Sometimes, because I just moved away almost 3.5 years ago, and it wasn't as bad as it was now with the drugs. Everybody's on meth nowadays in Cortez, and it's sad because it's killing everybody. It's destroying their families and everything. It's tearing everybody apart.
Knowing this is happening in our community, are you going to have kids?
Yeah, I plan on it.
Would you raise them in Montezuma County?
If I lived on the outside of town, yeah.
How will you keep them from following in your footsteps?
Oh, I'd make sure I'd pay attention to my kid every single day. I'd have my kid in sports. But that's just me. And I'd make sure my kid's doing good in school and everything. I'd help them with their homework. Everything that I could possibly do to help them out.
Public servant Mel Carnahan said, "Parents are key when it comes to keeping kids off drugs. Good parenting is the best anti-drug we have." Do you agree?
I figured parents need to pay attention more to their kids and what they want and how they feel about the world. Or the kid is going to end up going out and doing something stupid like that.
The program manager at SCYC also came to talk with us.
So, can you identify your job occupation?
Yeah. Sure. Well, my name is Cindy Houston, and I am the programs manager for the School Community Youth Collaborative, also known as SCYC.
Okay. SCYC. Well, what sorts of projects does SCYC do to help teens?
We have leadership skill-building programs. Specifically, we have one of our programs is called High School Leadership Montezuma, and it focuses on second and third year high school students, where we use the service learning model, the five steps of service learning, and leadership skill building themes each time we meet. So we meet once a month, and we bring in a theme of leadership, whether it be communication or conflict resolution, problem solving, relationship building, all the skills that are required by anybody to be a good leader. And we focus on those particular skills while we start a project or start working towards a service project. So at the end of the year, the whole group decides on and implements a community service project. SCYC's slogan is, we listen to our community. And so that's really what we try to do, is listen to what young people are asking for from their community, and then we bring the community and the youth together at the table and say, all right, let's talk about how we can make this happen. I think the community would embrace helping out in any way that it could, but they don't hear what it is. And so that's kind of become our job, is to really connect with youth and young people of the community and hear what it is that that young people want from their community.
And now we're going to hear from a fellow student and his struggles with substance abuse.
What was Montezuma County like when you first moved here?
It was boring as hell.
In what ways did you rebel?
Just didn't listen to them. They told me to do something, I'd do the complete opposite. Just not go to school, smoke a bunch of weed, do a bunch of drugs.
Do you feel like you've matured out of rebelliousness, or did something happen that made you change?
Something happened that made me change. I got arrested, and then I just spent some time in jail, and then some time in rehab, and then I just got a whole new perspective, I guess. Like, that's not going to lead me anywhere. And I didn't see any reason to continue doing it, so I just stopped it.
It's been said that idle hands do the devil's work. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think it's pretty true. There's always something to do. It's just an opinion of whether you want to do it or not, I guess. Man, you have to want it. If you don't want it, you ain't going to do nothing about it. And pretty much everybody doesn't want it, so they'll figure it out in their own time.
So do you think you know more people waiting on that aha moment, that epiphany? Or do you think you know more people who've had it?
I think their epiphany could smack them in the face and they wouldn't know about it. Pretty much. I mean, I just think a lot of people are just oblivious to anything.
Do you think that most of their issues stem from being bored too?
I mean, there's stuff to do, you choose what you want to do.
Do you ever feel like you want to go back to drinking and doing drugs?
I mean, if you say you're unhappy, you're going to be unhappy. You know, if you say you're bored, you're going to be bored. It's just changing the thinking.
So Cortez hasn't changed. There isn't all of a sudden a lot more things to do here. So wouldn't you say that boredom that led you to getting into trouble still exists?
Honestly, I haven't done drugs or drink in like so long that it just doesn't even occur to me. Like, it just doesn't matter anymore. It just has no effect on me. I even quit smoking within the last like 3 or 4 months.
Do you have anything that you want to say?
Yeah, I just have a different way of dealing with it now. I mean, I'll go shoot guns or go cruise or go four-wheeling or something. Just, you gotta stay busy, I guess. Can't just sit around and think about how boring it is.
So where are you going?
Oh, I'm going to do EMT school in the fall. And then the next year, go get my paramedic.
As we're nearing the end of our show, we would like to share some words from famed Princeton philosopher Cornel West.
Too many young folk have addictions to superficial things and not enough conviction for substantial things like love, justice, and truth. Cornel West.
We realize maybe teens in our community really are addicted to superficial things. Some who aren't may succeed with such programs as Cindy have to offer, but the other young folk will continue to seek superficial things, perpetuating the social dilemma which has local youth asking, when will Montezuma County care about us?
And for those who are driving, please drive safely and have a nice day.
Always look on the bright side of life.
This piece was produced by the radio class of the Southwest Open School. The creators of this piece were
David Eves,
Eric Haley,
Tyrone Drayweek,
Haley Level.
We'd like to thank Jeff Pope and Tom Yoder of KSJD, the local participants interviewed for these stories, and the support of the KSJD listenership. To hear these stories again, go to ksjd.org, click on Programs, or go to our site, southwestopenschool.org.
These stories profiled the struggles of our county. We know that through giving voice to our community, we can build a better future, making it easier for us all to...